The 5-month Kootenay Lake Ferries strike will end Friday morning ahead of a binding recommendation made by a provincial mediator. The BC General Employees Union, which represents 80 members who work on the Kootenay Lake ferry route as well as cable ferries at Harrop and Glade, announced Wednesday that a breakthrough with employer Western Pacific Marine had been achieved. The news comes after Labor Minister Jennifer Whiteside appointed special mediator Vince Reddy to meet with both sides. "Our bargaining committee is encouraged by the progress made during the mediation process. A number of key issues that were previously contentious have now been resolved, and we're confident that the remaining matters can be fairly settled by Mr. Reddy," said BCGEU President Paul Finch. While bargaining hit a setback when Western Pacific Marine unexpectedly slashed their wage offer, the mediator's involvement has helped move the process forward in a positive direction. "By agreeing to a binding recommendation, we are confident that an agreement can be reached that will resolve key issues and ensure the long-term stability of the Kootenay Lake Ferry Service." In its statement, the BCGEU said the union and company will each provide Reddy with submissions as well as participate in oral hearings to inform his final recommendations. Western Pacific Marine General Manager Odai Siri described the negotiations with Reddy and the union as meaningful. "With strike action now concluded and regular ferry service resuming, we are focused on restoring dependable and safe operations for the communities we serve in the Kootenay Lake region. We appreciate the patience and support of our passengers and remain committed to delivering the high level of service they deserve." Collective bargaining began in the summer of 2024 and was followed in September by ferry employees voting in favor of a strike mandate. The strike began on November 3 with service reduced on the Kootenay Lake route between Balfour and Kootenay Bay. Talks deteriorated further in December when the BC Labor Relations Board approved a union plan to reduce service on the Harrop and Glade cable ferries and limit who could cross. That outraged residents and businesses whose ferries are their only highway access. The service reduction at Harrop and Glade never happened after the Labor Board reconsidered the decision in January. Bargaining again broke down in March as the union and company accused each other of negotiating in bad faith. That led to the union announcing it would resume Kootenay Lake service, but also institute an overtime ban. Sailing cancellations in turn became a daily occurrence. "A labor deal may provide for a period of uninterrupted service but won't assuage local residents and businesses who criticized the union, company and provincial government for allowing the strike to disrupt their lives." The Regional District of Central Kootenay and School District 8 have each requested the provincial government deem the inland ferries to be considered essential services. Whiteside didn't address the future of inland ferry agreements in a statement released Wednesday. "This is welcome news for residents who rely on the Kootenay Lake ferries. I want to recognize their patience and resilience during the service interruptions. I also want to acknowledge the strong advocacy of MLA Brittany Anderson and MLA Steve Morissette, who worked hard to represent the needs of their constituents." Anderson, who represents the Kootenay Central riding that includes the Kootenay Lake and Harrop ferries, acknowledged in a statement the impact of the strike on residents. "I am also grateful to the many people who reached out to my office by phone or email and the many conversations I have had with community members who were impacted during this dispute, allowing me to share their experiences with my colleagues in government. People here are ready and excited to get back to their regular lives, and to welcome people from all over to come visit our local communities and businesses."